Director Brian Nesbitt. Director, good morning. How are you doing today?
Oh, I'm quite well, Duke, and I hope the same for you.
Yep, same, absolutely. Thank you for your time today. Kind of an exciting time of year. Calendar flips over into September. How are things looking for the upcoming hunting season for the early fall hunts?
Yeah, so the good news is that the elk hunting opportunity pretty much across the state is forecasted to be exceptional, just as it has been for the last several years. We certainly have some. This past year was good to elk, and so we know that productivity was good. We know that going into this last winter, you know, there was certainly a little bit of elk mortality that was a little bit uncharacteristic for elk. But even with that, the numbers were good, and so elk hunting is going to be great. You know, deer and antelope, different story. There are a few parts of the state where there wasn't significant winter mortality, but really the whole pretty much your listening audience, there were impacts across the western part of the state to both mule deer and antelope that, you know, it's going to take a couple years before we're back to having some decent hunting opportunity again for those species.
Yeah. Of course, the Wyoming hunt forecast has been available for a couple of weeks online for the Wyoming Game and Fish. Tell us what people can find in that forecast and that you put out on an annual basis. What's that for?
Yeah, so that forecast really, it's put together by our local field managers, and it provides some pretty geographically specific forecasts for each species that people may be interested in. I just talked about big game, but it includes other things as well, and it's a lot more site-specific. So I encourage folks, you know, to dial that up on the Game and Fish website and take a look at the area that you're most interested in.
Wyoming Game and Fish Director Brian Nesbitt on the air this morning on the Weekday Wake Up. Director, Game and Fish again partnering to provide food from the field program. And this is a really cool program to help stock some food banks across the state. Remind us what this program is and how hunters can participate.
Yeah, absolutely. This is a great program that our First Lady Jenny Gordon initiated here a few years ago. It's a part of her Wyoming Hunger Initiative, and really what it gives hunters an opportunity to donate their meat to a cause that feeds Wyoming people that are food insecure and that need help. When these donations, they go through local processors. There's several around the state. The Food from the Field website has those specific processors that are participating. Essentially, you take your animal to that processor. They store it long enough to get a negative CWD test back, and then all of the meat is ground and then disseminated through the Wyoming Food Bank. And it's been a very successful program. It's been it's a pretty cool way for hunters to participate and help those that may be in need right here in our own state.
Absolutely. So again, that's happening this fall with the Food from the Field. Director Brian Nesbitt on the air with us this morning on the Weekday Wake Up. Anything regarding hunting specifically, Director, that you feel is worth mentioning this morning?
Yeah, a couple things. So recently we're just getting all of our final data in regarding sage grouse. And the good news on sage grouse is that you know, they're pretty cyclic, but the numbers are definitely up this year. We've kind of been in the bottom of the trough for a couple of years, and numbers were up 10 to 15%, which is good news. There's a lot of good sage grouse hunting in the western part of the state. You know, the other thing hunters need to know too is in order to try to get a good idea of what the prevalence of CWD is in deer across the state, there's actually several hunt areas where we're looking to collect more samples so that we can be accurate in what we know about the prevalence of disease. Most of the hunt areas in your listenership area are included in areas where we need more samples. So I just encourage hunters that can either learn how to pull those samples yourselves. You can do that online on our website, or get your animal into a check station or a regional office and have them pull the samples. That's helpful for the department.
And why, remind us again why this is such a big deal. Why is the Game and Fish trying to be so proactive and tracking this?
Well, it's good to know, you know, we've watched CWD over the last 30 years kind of move across our state. It provides us some good information just to know the status of the disease or the lack thereof. You know, if prevalence is very low, we want to know that as well. There's not a tremendous amount of things that we have. We don't have a vaccine for it or anything that we can do to stop CWD, but it does help us to understand where it's at. And we use that information as we continue to work with other states as well as the federal government to put money into research so that maybe we can find some kind of a vaccine or something similar to that at some point.
Director Brian Nesvik with Wyoming Game and Fish on the air this morning on the Weekday Wake Up. Director, anything else happening in the Game and Fish you'd like to mention today?
Yeah, so we just put together, I'm real proud of it, a mule deer special issue of Wyoming Wildlife. And this particular special edition is going to be free to the public. Anybody who wants it is welcome. You can go on to our website and order one. The whole thing is all about mule deer. And I know that in Western Wyoming, actually in most of our state, people are very passionate about their mule deer. And so I think people really enjoyed this issue, and our team did a really good job of putting it together.
Yeah, it looks like it's easy to see. There's a subscription banner at the bottom of the page on your website. You mentioned this special section's free, though, right? Is that what you mentioned?
It is, yep.
Excellent. All right, that's Director Brian Nesvik with the Wyoming Game and Fish. Director, as always, appreciate your time this morning. Thank you so much.